This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Hello and welcome to Around Macoupin County. My guest on this weekend's show is John Alexander, chairman of the Macoupin County Civil War Roundtable. And welcome to the show, John.
Good to be with you, Rick.
John, our topic of conversation today is the rededication of the Civil War brass cannon that will be coming up at the Macoupin County Courthouse this Sunday, September 17th at 2 o'clock. And to start off the program, let's talk a little bit about the cannon. It's been around a long time, and of course, obviously, the Civil War Roundtable has worked to get the restoration done, but let's talk about what we know of the history of this cannon.
Well, I wish we knew the complete history, Rick, but what we do know from old-timers and accounts picked up and little newspaper tidbits is that the cannon has been in Carlinville for pushing on 100 years. Now, some think it was originally placed there on the town square and at some point was moved over to the courthouse lawn where it's been for, 75-plus years, if not more, at the foot of the stairway there on the south side of the courthouse, Rick. But the records are really incomplete. We don't know when it arrived in Macoupin County, and we don't know who is really responsible for having brought it up from probably the south.
What we do know, though, I guess from the restoration effort, is it was actually produced in, 1839 in Boston?
Yes, the cannon is clear there on its history, etched into the barrel as the production date, 1839. It was produced in Boston, Massachusetts by the Alger foundry just a few years before the Mexican War began in 1846. So it was no doubt used in the Mexican War for a couple years, and the six-pounder cannon was also very prominent, especially in the early days of the Civil War in the 1860s.
Of course, that's something you all at the Civil War Roundtable like to discuss and talk about. But when we talk about the cannon's restoration, how did this all get to go? Whose idea was it, and how did the idea get into progress to get actually to the work?
The idea came from our group, our Macoupin County Roundtable. We had we've done two earlier projects restoring flags that are now on display in the courthouse. We restored the national flag and the regimental flag of the 122nd Illinois Volunteer Infantry, meaning that Macoupin County is the only county in downstate Illinois where you can see two Civil War flags on display. Then the thought came that in our 25th year as a roundtable, we needed a project, and we decided to go for the trifecta, I guess you could say, Rick. We decided to restore the cannon barrel that was pretty much laying on the ground and painted black and not in a very prominent position. So the group raised about $15,000. We had the barrel sandblasted, at which point we discovered it was brass, and we had that shipped up to Wisconsin, where it was expertly restored and placed on a cast aluminum carriage, up on wheels, in other words. And that will be repositioned in about the same place there on the South Lawn this Sunday.
It was, as you say, it was just a barrel on concrete at the courthouse there for many years. This carriage, does it make it look like, say, the Civil War cannons, you know, with the wheels and things like that?
Absolutely, yeah. This you know, you can. It makes it much more prominent, easily, more easily catches your eye, and is done in the same exact fashion as the National Park System displays cannons on national battlefields. So this is a real accomplishment, I think, for our group, and a chance for people in and around Macoupin County to take a look at a, I call it a Civil War cannon, but like I say, it was probably just as likely to have been used in the Mexican War.
When you got this idea going, how did you, just to refresh people, maybe some people took part in it, but what were some of the fundraising activities to come up with the about $15,000 that you say it cost to actually have it professionally restored?
We didn't have a lot of car washes and bake sales, Rick. So the money, for the most part, was raised, I would say, rather quietly over a period of a couple years. From the generosity of some of our own members and some of the folks who also made possible the restoration of the two flags we had done in the last, oh, let's say 5 years.
And the rededication ceremony, as you say, is this Sunday. Actually, it'll be a couple hours after the airing of this program on Sunday on WSMI. But what will happen actually at the rededication ceremony, which is scheduled to start at 2 o'clock?
Yeah, I think it's going to be short and sweet, might be a way to describe it, Rick. I see it unfolding with just some comments, short, indicating kind of the things we've talked about here this morning, maybe expanding on them a bit, talking about the canon, talking about some of the mystery of its history. And one of our members, Steve Hicks, is an expert on how cannons were used and during the war, and he will give a short talk and show people how the cannon was actually fired. To make a long story short, that was done with a six-man crew. The cannon was pulled by a team of six horses. There was a firing officer. And it's kind of fun to walk through how a cannon was used and what their effects were. It was a feared weapon, to say the least.
Anything else going to go on? Anything you guys are eyeing, Civil War Roundtable, or any more projects?
Well, none on the table yet, but I would like to tell people we've been in existence 25 years. We meet the second Thursday of most months at the Girard Public Library. We're always looking for interested people. We have about an equal number of men and women. Like I say, we've been doing this for a quarter of a century, and we would love to have some new folks join us. We have a lot of fun. We do a Civil War bus tour each year. Next year we'll be going to Pea Ridge, Wilson's Creek, and Pilot Knob in early April. So that's another fun thing we do. So we'll probably shift our attention to that trip now that I think of it, Rick.
So people who might be interested in the Civil War, haven't attended a Civil War roundtable meeting, they just can show up on those evenings that you meet?
Yeah, we meet, like I say, the second Thursday of most months at Girard at 7 o'clock there in the public library. It's a very friendly, informal group. And I think we learn something every month, and most of all, we have some fun.
John would like to thank you for joining us on Around Macoupin County this weekend.
Thank you very much, Rick.
And you can join us again next weekend for another edition. For WSMI, I'm Rick Davis.